Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Bella, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn 192. Near, my God, to thee. Near to thee, even though it be a cross that graces me. Still, O my son, shall be. Near, my God, to thee. Near, my God, to thee. Near to thee. Hymn 192.
Thank you.
The text for the reading tonight can be found on our website. From the home page, look under the Weekly Lessons tab. Find the link for the Wednesday testimony meeting, and there you will find it. And the theme tonight is oneness. And the readings will now be given by Jacob from Costa Rica.
I will read from the King James Version of the Bible, St. John chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now I will read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, and from Prose Works by the same writer. Jesus of Nazareth taught and demonstrated man's oneness with the Father, and for this we owe him endless homage. Jesus aided in reconciling man to God by giving man a truer sense of love, the divine principle of Jesus' teachings. And this truer sense of love redeems man from the law of matter, sin and death, by the law of spirit, the law of divine love. Whatever appears to be law, but partakes not of the nature of God, is not law, but is what Jesus declared it, a liar and the father of it. God is the law of life, not of death, of health, not of sickness, of good, not of evil. It is this infinitude and oneness of good that silences the supposition that evil is a claimant or a claim. The consciousness of good has no consciousness or knowledge of evil. And evil is not a quality to be known or eliminated by good. The scriptures plainly declare the allness and oneness of God to be the premises of truth, and that God is good, in him dwelleth no evil. Christian Science authorizes the logical conclusion drawn from the scriptures that there is in reality none besides the eternal, infinite God. Good. Evil is temporal. It is the illusion of time and mortality. The infinite is one, and this one is spirit. Spirit is God, and this God is infinite good. This simple statement of oneness is the only possible correct version of Christian Science. God being infinite, he is the only basis of this science. A heart touched and hallowed by one chord of Christian Science can accomplish the full scale. But this heart must be honest and in earnest and never weary of struggling to be perfect, to reflect the divine life, truth, and love. Ask God to enable you to reflect God, to become his own image and likeness, even the calm, clear, radiant reflection of Christ's glory. Raising the spiritually dead in trespasses and sins to life in God. Truth destroys falsity and error, for light and darkness cannot dwell together. Light extinguishes the darkness, and the scripture declares that there is no night there. To truth, there is no error, all is truth. To infinite spirit, there is no matter, all is spirit, divine principle and idea. The scriptures inform us that man is made in the image and likeness of God. Matter is not that likeness. The likeness of spirit cannot be so unlike spirit. Man is spiritual and perfect, and because he is spiritual and perfect, he must be so understood in Christian Science. Man is the idea, the image of love. He is not physique. He is the compound idea of God, including all right ideas. Man is the reflection of God or mind, and therefore is eternal. That which has no separate mind from God, that which has not a single quality underived from deity, that which possesses no life, intelligence, nor creative power of its own, but reflects spiritually all that belongs to his Maker. When speaking of God's children, not the children of men, Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus, Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. Man is not a material habitation for soul, he is himself spiritual.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, Jeff, can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn number 229. O love divine, whose constant beam shines on the eyes that will not see, and waits to bless us while we dream, nor leaves us though we turn from thee, nor bounds, nor climb, nor creed, thou knowest. Wide as our need, thy favors fall. Thy white wings of the Holy Ghost stoop unseen o'er the heads of all. Hymn number 229.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, located in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. This is our Wednesday evening testimony meeting, held on Wednesday, April 5th, 2017. People from all over the world have found our church. There are many ways which we can find, where those can find us. Our website, obviously, plainfieldcs.com. And we're also on YouTube. We have a channel on YouTube with over 2,000 videos. We can also be found on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're out there. We're on your favorite form of social media. Speaking of our website, I'd like to point out that there's an article on the front page. It's very helpful. It's called The 91st Psalm. It's by Willard Maddox. If you ever have any concerns about safety, security, read this article. It's very helpful about the 91st Psalm. And I'd also like to mention about our website, there's quite a large amount of material there that we are simply offering for free. It's a love offering from this church to whomever finds it. And this church goes on, however, and it's fairly dependent on donations. So if you find something that you like, encouraging or healing or in any way like that, consider donating to the cause. There's a donate button on our website. It's very convenient and easy to use. Join us every Sunday. We start here at 10 o'clock in the morning with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session for those that are serious about Christian Science. And it's followed at 11 a.m. with our church service. And we also have on Sunday mornings a Sunday school for children. It meets at 11 a.m. It goes out by its own teleconference number. And any child can attend, regardless of where they live. So if your child is interested, call the church. We'll give you the number for the Sunday school and give your child a warm welcome. And we will be having another Bible study on Saturday morning, 10 a.m., and the study questions are on the website already. I will now read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, St. Paul. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And for everyone that gives a testimony tonight, please keep it within 4 minutes so that everyone will have a chance to share their offering. And for those of you who are on the teleconference, please keep in mind that when you press **, we will be able to hear you here, as well as anything that's in earshot of your telephone. So please move to a quiet place before you give your testimony tonight. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
I am so very grateful tonight for the roundtable discussions and how they serve to open up the lesson and Christian Science as a whole. It's a great blessing that these are offered freely, especially considering how much the practitioners and participants give of themselves during it. I always need to review my notes and often go back to listen to at least part of the discussion to make sure I got all I could from it. I'm so grateful for the standard that is held here in this church. Thank you to my practitioner and all who work constantly to uphold that standard. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda. Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening, and thank you, Jacob, for the readings, and thank you for the hymns and music. I am grateful for the lessons I am learning here that are helping me to be less focused on myself, so I can do as Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, quote, "Let your light shine and glorify your Father which is in heaven," end quote. The weekly watches have helped me greatly, leading me to pray more universally rather than to focus on my personal challenges. Mrs. Eddy writes in Miscellaneous Writings, quote, "The world has need of you, and it needs your innocence, unselfishness, faithful affection, uncontaminated lives," end quote. That was from Miscellaneous Writings, page 110. The other day, I came home from work with cold symptoms. Because of what I learned here, to turn thought outward instead of on self, I began using past watches to pray for the world. It was later that evening that I became aware that I had no longer had any of the cold symptoms. It was a good reminder to me that we are blessed in our work for God. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you. Fairly from Maryland, go ahead.
I want to say that it's a great privilege to be a member of the Plainfield Church. From the time I first came here and spoke to my practitioner there, my life began to turn around from deep, serious depression and insomnia to a new life in Christian Science that I had been seeking for a long time. I am very grateful for all the help I've gotten here and for the privilege of working for the church as well as attending the wonderfully enlightening Bible studies and Saturdays and the roundtable discussions on Sundays that teach us continually how to advance in our own understanding and live aright with God. I'm very grateful to God, to Jesus, Mrs. Eddy, and my practitioner and all those at Plainfield. And thank you very much for the beautiful readings on God's oneness.
Thank you. Luann from New York, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm deeply grateful to God for Christian Science, Mrs. Eddy, and my practitioner, and all I've been given by this church and its members. I'm grateful for his mercy and loving care that has guided me towards a better understanding of my relationship with him, bringing stability into my experience where there was none before, and a sense of peace that is built on trust where there was once a great fear of trust. Before coming here and being taught Christian Science, my life was a mess of disorderly experiences. I had no hope that life would change. My only armor was a hardened heart, full of self-will and vengeance, an armor that was very quickly crushed by perfect love. God has truly sent his angels to minister unto me and show me the way. I am grateful to my practitioner for all the healings and all the knowledge she has shared, which has raised me out of the darkness. I have learned here that if changes need to take place, that it must take place in my own thinking, declaring the truth about myself and others, and understanding the nothingness of error and the allness of God, has opened the way for changes to take place, allowing me to witness the power of truth and love, Almighty God, which casts out error and transforms life. I have no doubt that love heals, and love redeems, and love restores. I am so grateful to have this opportunity to grow and be of use to God. I'm grateful for our Bible studies and roundtable discussions that teach me truth. I'm grateful for the continual prayerful support of my practitioner. I have truly been blessed. Christian Science has given me back the life God intended me to live, a life filled with joy, patience, forgiveness, kindness, and love, which I'm now able to share with others. I'm grateful for all the work my practitioner does to help me to understand my relationship with God and reflect Him in all that I say and do. It has been a tremendous blessing, not only to myself, but to my family and friends as well. I am deeply grateful for all I've been given. Thank you.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for this beautiful service, and thank you, Jacob, for the readings on oneness. Tonight, I would like to offer my gratitude about learning how to love all our children, small and big, near and far, since coming to the Plainfield Church Independent. This church reflects the spiritual love expressed by Christ Jesus and Mary Baker Eddy. The spiritual love is not cloying or controlling. It is all based on God's laws and promises, which are pure and holy. Over the months now, I have seen children include themselves in blessings, cheerful interactions, kindness, improved relationships, and renewed joy. Mrs. Eddy wrote, and what I now use as a prayer, called In the Presence of God, which starts out like this, quote, "Children, you are a perfect thought of God, made in His image and likeness, surrounded by His love as by a strong fortress through which no evil can reach you," end quote. Thank you, Plainfield Church, for this blessing of true love for our children and all mankind.
Thank you. Tom from Iowa, go ahead.
I'd like to give gratitude tonight for Plainfield Church and everything they're doing for the cause. And I'm grateful for practitioner support and help that I've gotten. And also from Love is the Liberator, this last issue just came out. Had a lot of great articles in it. I've been reading it over and over again. So I just want to say thank you for that. Good night.
Thank you. Benjamin.
Thank you. And thanks to Jacob for the wonderful reading. I'm so happy to be here tonight. Yesterday, I learned quite a very good lesson. I was in the city yesterday on a walk, a purpose, and during my time over there, I became very troubled, and I didn't really know why, but I knew I was troubled, and my heart was a bit heavy. For quite some time I was there, but during the time I was going about my business, there was an incident in front of us. And then there was a young woman who was sitting next to me. And then we both saw the incident and we started discussing it. And we started sharing our experience. We didn't know each other before that. She was a stranger to me, as I was to her. But during our sharing of our experience, I think I didn't know who she was, the kind of person or business she does, but she asked me that she felt that I was troubled about something. I thought she was joking, but I found out she was actually serious. That she told me, she asked me my name, I told her my name. Then she told me that I was troubled. I told her, yes, I am troubled, but I don't know why, but I think I have a pretty heavy feeling for a few minutes or more than that. Then she told me that she had that thought, but if I can allow her to pray for me. That was the first time I've had that request for a very long time. Usually the other way around, people usually ask me if I can pray for them. But she asked me if she can pray for me, that she felt the need. I said, yes, I think I need your prayer. Then she prayed for me. I didn't tell her what to pray for, but she prayed what I believe God gave to her. And after that, she left. And I became lifted, just thinking about her, thinking about what just happened. It wasn't a coincidence, but it was quite an extraordinary experience for me that healed the situation. But she was a stranger in the beginning. But when she left, she wasn't a stranger anymore. I didn't feel her as a stranger. And I started thanking God. I told her how grateful I am for meeting her. And she said the same thing to me, and she left, and she went about her business, and I went about my business. And my day was very much accomplished after that. And then I came home happy, and I was thinking about what just happened. I'm so grateful for all the lessons that he provides us the opportunity to learn. You know, even sometimes we all need strangers in our life. And when we meet somebody, as strange as the person may be to us, when we meet that person, he will not be a stranger anymore. And we just have to be receptive and open to it, to be able to meet strangers. Because that was the lesson I learned from it. If I wasn't open to her, I wouldn't have got the blessing, or she wouldn't have got the blessing that we both got from each other. And when she left, she wasn't a stranger anymore. And I think that was the lesson I learned yesterday, and I hope we can all be open and receptive to strangers, because there will be no stranger after you meet a person. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Luba from Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I'm so grateful for the recent answer to prayer. We had damage done to our roof about a month ago, and the insurance was not covering what happened. Now, in the blue book, Mrs. Eddy says, whenever there seems to be a need or lack in your experience, this simply indicates the scientific fact that this seeming need is already supplied by God's gracious abundance. And in the Bible, it says, before they call, I will answer. And so it was. The money for replacing the roof was provided for with much love, blessing, and gratitude. And I'm so very grateful to God, my practitioner, and Christian Science. Thank you for tonight's service.
Thank you. Day-Day? Day-Day from Georgia. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you so much for tonight's readings. I'm thankful for this week's Bible lesson, which forces me to answer no to the question, are sin, disease, and death real? Yesterday, I wasn't feeling well while at work, and before going home, I was awakened, so to speak, by the thought that no matter how bad I felt, I needed to declare the truth about my real being, which is spiritual. I did this by repeating the scientific statement of being. I started to feel worse on the way home, so I held to it as best I could throughout the night. This morning, I woke up feeling much better, but to several thunderstorms and the threat of dangerous and damaging weather in my local area. Though I drove to work through very heavy rain, which caused limited visibility, I was able to remain calm, again with the reminder that no picture of disharmony in any material form is real, and this kept me from being afraid. Within the last couple of hours, the rain has slowed down a great deal and even stopped altogether in some areas. I'm so grateful to be learning in science that the Word of God is true now and forever, and just a little understanding of it helps me to move past yesterday, get through today, and keeps me prepared for tomorrow. I'm so grateful for the teaching in this church, which is strengthening my trust in and love for God, and for the healing protection it gives. Thank you so much again for tonight's readings, for all the testimonies, and for the music. I'm grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Gary.
It was a few years ago, but I remember very well, there was a period where I was waking up each morning fearful, just unhappy, and sometimes even anxious about what was going to happen that day. Well, this was, it was quite strange, but it was also becoming kind of a serious problem for me, and making it difficult for me to do basic things that I needed to do. So I called for the help of a Christian Science practitioner in this church. And one of the things I was told was, first thing, the very first thing in the morning, declare that God is the one and only mind, and that this mind is my mind. And then ask this infinite, all-knowing mind, what does he want me to do today? And keep asking. And don't get distracted, but keep asking until I get an answer of peace. And then, when I do get an answer of peace, and only when I get an answer of peace, act on it immediately. I was also told that I have a divine right, as the image and likeness of this one God, I have a divine right to be happy every day, and that I can demand to be happy every day, and that I should demand to be happy every day. Well, this required, for me anyway, quite a change in my thinking, and it was quite a discipline that I needed. But I found that as soon as I started to do this, it made a big difference in my life. Very soon, I found myself waking up happy and looking forward to the day. And this has been a great lesson for me ever since then. And the key lesson for me was, the only way I can be happy and at peace is to be doing what God wants for me to do each day. God is a God of love, and he would never tell us to do anything that wasn't in our best interest, that wasn't good for us, and also deeply satisfying for us. I also learned that when I do wake up unhappy, or when I do wake up anxious about anything, that's a sign that there's something I need to do for God, and I better find out what it is and get it and take care of it right away. I'm so grateful for this help from this fine practitioner, and I'm grateful for Mary Baker Eddy for giving us a science that always works, that always leads us to God, always leads us to where we are much better off than we started. And is always good for us. There is everything good about the science that Mrs. Eddy has given us. I'm so grateful to be learning about it. I'm so grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. J. Jeff.
I sure am glad to be here tonight also. Very grateful for this. I remembered something I read on the Plainfield Church website by Doris W. Evans. What makes a good patient? A good patient is one who seeks to understand God. A good patient is one who knows that in working with a practitioner, he or she is not coming to a person for healing, but coming to a Christly office. A good patient is one who is willing to drop a personal sense of selfhood apart from God and put themselves without reservation in God's hands. It's one who is willing to release the past, one who has the humility to say, I've tried to work this out myself, and I haven't quite made it. I'm grateful that God has provided a Christly office that can help me. I'm willing to accept the Bible verse which says, He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I believe that God is, and I know that it's God who does the work. I can be receptive, and I have a complete and thorough healing, a healing that doesn't have to be dragged out, but is quick, complete, and permanent. The good patient drops a personal sense of himself, personal pride, and listens carefully to God. He has a willingness to get down to brass tacks, to get rid of whatever would stop progress and go forward doing God's work. We shall know what makes a good patient. Thanks to Doris Evans, Mrs. Eddy, and the good people of this church.
Thank you. This is Bruce. I'm endlessly thankful for this church, for Christian Science that's been taught and explained here, and for those who have been in this church that have upheld the standard. This week when I was reading the lesson, this one passage really struck out to me, and it says from Science and Health, Christian Science silences human will, quiets fear with truth and love, and illustrates the unlabored motion of the divine energy in healing the sick. And it reminded me of an experience that I had many years ago that exactly had this favorable outcome with the help of a practitioner that was here then. The situation was, there was somebody else that was expecting me to do something. I didn't really feel very comfortable about it. And my first impulse was to find a way to resolve it through human will. And quite frankly, I was very fearful about whether it was going to work or not work. I was more afraid that it wouldn't work. But anyway, in talking to a practitioner, she told me a few things that were really important. And the main one was, well, why don't you love God first and let him show his love for you with the right outcome? Because he does love you. And not only that, he also loves that other person that I was talking about. And God has an answer for him and his concerns, whatever it is. So let's put our faith and love in Almighty God and let him show all parties concerned what the answer is. And the answer came, the demand stopped. It was amazing. It was obviously the power of Christian Science and God's good love. But it did exactly that. It silenced human will. I stopped trying to figure out what the answer was. And it quieted the fear. I was no longer fearful about the thing. And it's exactly what happened. There was this unlabored divine energy that came in and took over and resolved it. So I'm so thankful for Christian Science and everything that's going on in this church and God's great love for all of his children. Sharon.
Tonight when I got home from work, I wasn't feeling well at all. And I had been praying for the service. But all of a sudden the thought came, get thee hence, Satan. And I thought, I really have to get tough. This is war. This is opposition to this service. And we're not going to have it. And as I worked with the power of God and the allness of God, the sickness went away. It just disappeared. And I am just so grateful for what I've learned in this church, for the privilege of calling a practitioner and to be part of this holy mission. Thank you for the readings and the music tonight and all the testimonies.
Thank you. Florence from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for all the testimonies and for the beautiful readings with so much in it for us to learn. Bye, Jacob. Tonight I'd like to give my gratitude for this week's lesson. Beautiful lesson with so many promises. It touches the heart. Psalm 27, Psalm 91, the promises in Isaiah and how we should not fear because God is with us. I will strengthen thee, it says. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I mean, thinking about this just warms the heart, makes me feel that God is present. His power and his presence shows that there is nothing else. There is nothing to be afraid of. This makes me think that really this journey is not so that we can gain so much for ourselves, but it's for the love of God, for the love of truth, for truth's sake, for the love of good, because God is good, for the love of our fellow man. And loving this way, we cannot be deceived by any of these false testimonies that show up. I am so grateful to learn through Christian Science that his love, his care is constant. And it really helps me to know that till the end, this journey goes on just for the love of God and for mankind. So grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Okay, to close our meeting tonight, Lil, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 335. The morning light is breaking. The darkness disappears. The sons of earth are waking to penitential tears. Each breeze that sweeps the ocean brings tidings from afar of nations in commotion, prepared for Zion's war. Hymn number 335.